Megan, St. Helena, California, October 9th, 1910. Dear Brother Megan, I am drawn out to write to you. I feel so thankful that I am now being permitted to hear of a work being done which, before we began to build up the work in Nashville, I was encouraged to believe might be accomplished. I wish to say to you and Brother Sutherland that you should seek to obtain a connection with various educational institutions in and near Nashville, that you may help the teachers, and they, you. You will find that you can agree with them upon many points of Bible truth, and they will be able to present to you many lines of work regarding which you may be in harmony with them. Over and over again, I have repeated the instruction that we must endeavor to become acquainted with the teachers and with their work in these schools, in order that they may be impressed by the truths that we as a people can bear to them. If you work wisely, you may be given opportunity to address the students and thus impart to them precious light. Again and again I have spoken of this as a work that must be done, but there has been but little done thus far. It has been presented to me that there are places in Nashville where cautious efforts would open the way for the truth to be spoken to the saving of souls. The Lord's servants are to be lights in the world, speaking words through which the true light will shine forth. We are to consider that the commission given by Christ to his disciples is given also to us. We are to take advantage of every opportunity to give instruction in the truth. Paul's charge to Timothy is very important today to those who are engaged in the Lord's work. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 4, verse 2 to 5. 1:7. The instruction given in the first chapter of 2 Timothy shows us that we have a special work to do for those not of our faith. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel, according to the power of God, who hath saved us, and called us with an holy calling. Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but now is made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, and hath brought light and immortality to light through the gospel. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher, and an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. Verses 8 to 11. The Lord designs that we shall lose no opportunities for teaching the truth. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, Paul continues, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. Verses 13-14. The Lord designs that in your present field of labor, where you have so favorable an opportunity, you will find openings to speak the word of life. These opportunities you should in no case neglect. Improve every opportunity to let the light of sacred truth flash its convincing power into the minds of ministers, physicians, and teachers, and of others who know little of present truth. In your connection with these institutions, remember that you are the Lord's agencies, and that wherever you are living, you are to diffuse light by imparting truth. Let the truths of God's Word be woven into all your speech. Let those with whom you associate see that you are men chosen by God to let the light penetrate the darkness of erroneous theories. I have been surprised that some of our ministers should be content to hover over the churches, laboring for those who already know the truth, and leaving those ignorant of the truth still in the darkness of error. I have many times repeated the instruction given me regarding this, but our people let many opportunities slip by and fail to give the note of warning. They should remember that in every place where there are people who do not know the truth, there will be opportunities to give the warning message. Never allow depression to come upon you. Wherever you are, let your hearts be so filled with the thought of God's goodness and mercy and love that Satan will find no place by which to enter. Cultivate an appreciation of the goodness and love of God. We all need a broader view of Christ, of the life that he lived while in our world. It was a life of constant ministry. Wherever he went, he sought to reach souls. His was a grand work. All who believe the word of God are to follow in his footsteps. Even when traveling from place to place, the servant of Christ will be given words to speak for the encouragement and saving of souls. The angels are our helpers, and the Lord Jesus will make our words efficacious to the saving of souls.